This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go.
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
Mentally challenged, if you know, comparatively.
Yes, a little bit.
I do look a little bit redder than I normally look because I've been out in the sun a few times. Charlene and I got a chance to lay out in the sun, that bad sun.
Nice.
A couple of days.
Actually, you mean that sun that prevents cancer and doesn't cause it?
Yes, that's the same ball of fire.
Wow, incredible that is. We were just finishing up last hour with a couple of silly stories that were just incredible. There was an Italian restaurant in Arizona that has a T-shirt with the slogan "Black Olives Matter." Black Olives Matter, and of course, outside the restaurant, the green olives were protesting.
You know, this is not an onion, so there's really
a restaurant that thought, "Hey, this would be funny."
I wonder what kind of backlash they're getting about it, because you know how overly sensitive everybody is now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, people are protesting, right?
I'm sure. I'm guessing.
I know. The green olives are just upset.
Reality is, though, Robert, that's true. Black olives do matter. I remember when Brianna was a baby girl, after church, we'd go home and we'd eat on the way home at an Olive Garden. And Brianna would get, this is when she was maybe a year and a half old, she'd get just a bowl full of black olives, and she would put one on each finger, all 10 fingers,
yes,
and then eat them off one at a time. And she would do that till two or three times till all the olives in this huge bowl were gone. That was all she ate. She loved black olives, so I have to agree. And Charity and Tabitha love them too.
Black olives do indeed matter to the kids.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. But there is a bit of a hypersensitivity disease, if we can call it that. And I think, honestly, we're all being played by it. We're being manipulated by it. Of course, those that have woken up to see through it are not swayed by the Hegelian dialectic to divide black and white and all of these things. And it's not that injustice has never been done. It's not that prejudice and racism don't exist. But it's the reality that those that will foment those things will benefit by it economically and also by weakening all of us.
That's true.
Into battles we don't need to be fighting.
I agree. And, the problem is that the global cockroaches, they win on, no matter what happens. They win if we lose, they win if we win. They win if they lose, they win if they win. Because there's always a winner and a loser in every conflict. And specifically when we're looking at wars, but, you look at this kind of fomentation of the racial hatred. They're winning on all sides of the equation, no matter what. And the reason they win, no matter what, is because they only care about themselves. They don't care about us. We are their pawns.
And it really doesn't matter. It's an economic war against everybody. But
it is.
I bring that up because I like to be able to make fun of it. And even Ellen DeGeneres, she had a silly tweet where she photoshopped herself on Usain Bolt's back, the fastest man alive. And saying, I can get my errands done faster with Usain Bolt. And they think, well, that's racist. It's like, really?
We are so sensitive.
We're just looking for reasons to be mad at one another while we're being robbed blind. It's like, it makes no sense.
No, I agree. And that's not a bad idea. Man, have you seen that Bolt? He is so fast.
It's ridiculous, dude.
It's ridiculous. It's like he gets to the 50-meter mark, and he's just about even or a little bit behind, and he looks over, and he about that time he says, "Okay, now's when I win." And then he just kicks it into that next gear and blows him away. So I've never seen anything like it.
Bye-bye. It was bye-bye. Yeah. And, of course, we had Barack Obama as president. It's supposed to be a post-racial world, and it seems like it raised the animosity even higher. And as I said, these things are done to impact our behavior so that we're the result of other people's, you know, actions, in a sense. We become the pinballs in the pinball machine, and they're hitting us, they're playing us. And I don't like to be played that way. And I encourage all of our listeners not to be played that way, to think independently. Take a deep breath when you're feeling those feelings come up, hypersensitivity issues come up, and lay it back and say, you know what, is this really important, or is this distracting me from what is?
Couldn't have said it better. I agree. Yeah. When you mentioned pinballs, you know, that hurt if your pinballs, right, getting hit. Have you seen that movie Concussion?
I haven't yet. I'm looking forward to seeing that. I heard it was really good.
It's really good. It's done really well, and I don't want to spoil anything, but... You know, Will Smith plays a coroner up there in Pittsburgh area who is on the team of Cyril Wecht, who's a renowned forensic pathologist. And Will Smith then basically does the autopsies on several Pittsburgh Steelers that died in weird circumstances or killed themselves. You know, and turns out that you know, I think he was saying that it takes 60 G's to sustain a concussive hit, a blow. And the average impact in an NFL game is 100 G's.
Wow.
And so he said they're getting concussed all the time. Now, I still love football. I'm not anti-football or anything. This is just something I learned a lot watching the movie. If these statistics are accurate, those guys are just getting out there, getting concussions all the time. And eventually it does affect some of them, you know, from a memory perspective and a depressed perspective. And even some of them kill themselves.
Wow. He says Pittsburgh Steelers. That's interesting because I've interviewed the chief neurosurgeon for the Pittsburgh Steelers many times over the years, Dr. Joseph Maroon. Great guy.
Yeah. Well, Maroon was in his character was in the movie. Yeah, he was in the movie. His character was played by Alec Baldwin.
How about that? A much larger man. Joseph Maroon is a small guy, but a big of stature because he's a good man of integrity. And has done great work in his life lifetime, and he's still got more to do over there. And speaking of Pittsburgh, interesting, I just added an event I'll be speaking at in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. I think it's outside of Pittsburgh. You know that area?
Yeah, sure. I've spoken in Beaver Falls before. It's about 45 minutes north of Pittsburgh, yeah.
Okay, there's a Women's Wellness Expo 2016. It's on October 20th, so it's right after we're all getting together for the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. On that Thursday, I've got to fly up to Pittsburgh, and then there's an evening event called the Women's Wellness Expo. It's sponsored by Health Hut Stores, and this will be up in Beaver Falls. So that's kind of cool.
Well, I'll have to contact the people I know up there and tell them to come see you, because I've spoken in Beaver Falls before myself.
That's great. But I hear, rumor has it, now I haven't confirmed this, that it's women only. I can't imagine they won't let any men come to this event, because I'm going to it to speak to them. So that's going to be interesting.
That is going to be interesting.
Well, I'll find out for sure.
Yeah, find out for sure. But yeah, and then the week after that, we're all going to be down in Atlanta together.
The Gainesville event, right?
Yeah, Gainesville. Yeah,
playing the
Harlem Legends. That will be fun. I know that you're going to teach them a few new dribbles.
Yeah, I'm going to be dribbling like an idiot. You know, I was like as they pass the ball right by me. Listen, it's going to be fun because it's a really good cause. And those links are in the show notes, by the way, at robertscottbell.com, including the big event, the big one. We shall say, the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium.
Yeah.
How many seats are left approximately? I mean, do people have an opportunity if they've been stalling? I'm not sure if they can go. Can they still make it? What's going on there?
Yeah, here's the skinny on that. If you're going to come to Dallas, which you should come, this is going to be the event of the decade. If you're going to do it, you should probably go ahead and get on there tonight and get tickets because, we've sold in the last 10 days, I think we've sold close to 1,000 seats. There's only 1,500. Mike Adams is going to send to his list tomorrow. So yeah, you should probably go ahead and get them if you're going to, because we'll be probably by end of weekend, we'll be sold out.
Okay. All right. So do plan to be there. We had a great weekend, TMB, and I know you wanted to be there with us, a Constitution class by Michael Bednarik, who's right now back in Austin. Yeah, and we had a great Second Amendment marksmanship training. Folks had a lot of fun learning how to work safely with handguns, with firearms of all kinds, and, you know, really empowering weekend for everybody. And I just want to thank Michael Bednarik for doing what he did. He's in Austin now. His next Next class, I think, is in Fort Worth next week. So those of you who haven't paid attention, constitutionpreservation.org to plug into that.
Yeah, you were down there with a bunch of terrorists, Robert. They love machine guns and all kinds of assault rifles and assault weapons. You were down with the crazies. Now, see, here's the interesting thing, Robert. Mm-hmm. You know, even the far left that hates guns, that think mm-hmm. we should all be disarmed, many of them, they still have security regimens with guns. They are still protected by the guns. The only ones they want to be unprotected is us, not them.
Yeah.
It's such a double standard. You know, if those that wanted to get rid of the Second Amendment would go around in public without a bodyguard team that are all packing heat, well, then maybe I could lend some credibility to that. But as long as there's this double standard, it ain't going to wash, especially here in Texas, not in Tennessee, not in Montana, not in Idaho, not in most of the 50 states.
Yeah, and what we learned this weekend from our friend Ian, who's the former British Special Forces member, he's American now, married to an American woman, and he said, you know, since Obama's been president, obviously firearm sales have gone up. He's been the best salesman for firearms ever. But what was interesting, he says more liberal women than ever have come into his store to buy guns. They'll buy one, and then they'll come back and they'll buy two, three, and four more. They enjoy it so much. And so it's really been an eye-opening experience for a lot on the political left who were anti-gun. Now they're very pro-gun. So it isn't mutually exclusive now. Things are changing.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love to hear stories like that. And the reality of it is that it's a great sport as well. I mean, it's did you see any of the skeet shooting in the Olympics?
I haven't watched any of it yet. No.
Oh, man, those guys are amazing. I mean, literally they'll pull and it's like pom pom. They get them both. The hand eye coordination is phenomenal.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've tried that sport, man. I was shooting with a 12 gauge. I should have been shooting with a 20 because, man, that thing just turns your shoulder into Swiss cheese.
Oh, the 12 gauge. Yeah, it will give you a nice bruise on your shoulder for sure. That pops.
Oh, yeah. Incredible stuff. But listen, it's good to get together anytime you have an opportunity to learn about liberty and the defense of liberty. And by the way, remember, folks, the founding fathers were considered terrorists to the crown because they said, you know, King George, no more. No more. We want freedom. We want spiritual freedom. And if you love liberty like we do, then enjoy the time we get together. Not only here on Outside the Box in the middle of the week with Ty Bollinger, but 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. And then when we're all getting together at the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. Remember, tickets selling fast. We have a link up in the show notes as well at robertscottbell.com. Go over there and pick up some tickets now so you can be there and not get locked out. We don't want you locked out. All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing. We've got some cancer stories coming up next as well. Stick with us. And while you're on the break, go get Unlock the Power to Heal, okay? I'm back with Ty after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Back at it with TMB as we get ready to hit the road again. We've got lots of events coming up, and any one of them, or all of them, you're welcome to attend. And they're listed in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. The big one, of course, is the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. Sign up now because the tickets are going fast. Now, what else is going fast is the cancer rate climbing in Europe, of all places. Yep. Now, I talk about Europe often because they've been more unified in, like, trying to back down Monsanto and GMOs and stuff, but this is a global issue as cancer is now outpacing cardiovascular disease as a cause of death. And what is this, 10 or 12 countries over there now?
Yeah, it's amazing. We're looking at this article over the break. Yeah, 10 countries in the EU, Belgium, Denmark, France, Italy, Luxembourg, Netherlands, Portugal, Slovenia, Spain, and the UK. And then two more countries not in the EU, both Norway and Israel. So those 12 countries, now we're getting more people dying of cancer than cardiovascular disease. So what be they doing wrong, Robert? Do you have any idea what would all these have in common?
I mean, if we look at the Western world and the adoption of processed foods and things, I mean, I'm hard-pressed to say, you know what, I'd like to believe that Europe, with their thousands of years of tradition in, you know, local agriculture, farming, that they're doing better, but when I see a story like this, I see there's no place that is escaping the toxicological burden that has been released onto this planet by irresponsible humans.
Yeah, I think that's got to be a large part of it, is the toxicity, you know, the environmental toxicity, the pollution, the soil being, corrupt, I guess, for lack of a better word, being full of pesticides. And, you know, we have these countries that have also adopted the FAD. I think many of these countries, I know in UK, I was shocked when we went to UK and even Netherlands that at the amount of American junk that's there in those countries. So, you know, maybe it's the fact that they've adopted the sad American diet in many of these countries too, and they're you know, jumping ahead of heart disease as number one killer, because the nutrition is the primary culprit in cancer, I think, you know, toxic nutrition.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. And as you've exposed on a global basis with the, you know, the global quest, let's say the remedies, the rightful remedies, and that's, you know, that's the big concern here as we see Western countries increasing rates of cancer. Do they fall into the same trap that we in America, the United States, has by adopting chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, or do they maintain or regain an openness to reversing cancer by restoring integrity to self, by detoxifying the body of these harmful poisons, by promoting nutritional supplementation, minerals, etc.? We know with Codex Alimentarius, and we know with EFSA, which is the European Food Safety Authority, how anti-supplement they are, much like our own FDA.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that Dr. Robert Verkerk shared with us last year when we went over to UK. I had the privilege of interviewing Rob again, interviewed him several times. And I tell you what, he's just amazing, and that's what he does. He fights the European equivalent of the FDA to try to keep our supplements, I guess, legal, for lack of a better term. They want to come in and limit these amounts to make them where they're not even therapeutic. And that's one of the things that Rob, with the Alliance for National Health International, is fighting over there on a daily basis.
Yeah, and yesterday we had a spokesperson for the executive director, I believe, deputy director from ANH USA, talking about the latest assault by the FDA on dietary supplements through these new guidelines that put such onerous requirements on supplement manufacturers that even drug companies don't have to meet these things.
Yeah. Well, it's an effort to minimize the things that really work. And that would be, you know, quality supplements are definitely one of them. And again, you know, it sounds kind of crazy at times, but you look back and what would be guiding these kinds of decisions? And you look at the bottom line being the almighty dollar. That's mm-hmm. what's really governing a lot of these decisions. It's not for the health of humanity, that's for sure.
Yeah. So if cancer is passing heart disease where you are, and it's passing it a lot of places around this earth, are you going to live differently, or are you going to seek out chemotherapy, which is not really therapeutic, radiation, which also causes cancer, and surgery, which, you know, can be argued to be occasionally necessary when something is impinging on the function of an organ. But as a first line of defense against cancer or reversal, it's a big trauma to the body, and if you can avoid it, you want to. And so that's why I'm encouraging you all to join us at the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium coming up.
It's going to be great. I mean, we're really excited about it. It's getting close. I can't believe it. It's almost September.
Well, yeah, here we go. We're in the hot August nights and heading to the cooler September evenings and daytime. But I don't know about Dallas, but we'll be indoors at the Gaylord Texan there in Dallas. So
yes, we
join us. TMB, RSB together again. Super D as well. RobertScadbell.com, 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to call in now, back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baratiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it with Ty Bollinger, and we've got a bunch of things coming up. If you don't know about them, I've already mentioned the TTAC Ultimate Live Symposium, but I've got the American Naturopathic Medical Association in Las Vegas, August 26th, 27th, 28th. We have TMB and Charlene and me, and who else is going to be with us at the Cancer Prevention Convention in Ann Arbor, Michigan, September 11th?
I think Dr. Tony Jimenez is going to be there. I saw him on the poster along with us.
Totally cool. This is going to be great. We're going to be up there. So are all of our fans up in that area, the Midwest, Michigan, Ann Arbor, make your way there. It's a big, long, one-day event filled with lots of good healing. And I'm very excited to be there reunioning with Ty and Charlene. And hopefully we'll see a lot of other of our friends as well. And speaking of September 11th, we're going back 15 years now to the day that lived in infamy and lives in infamy. And approximately 3,000 souls lost their physical lives that day, tragically. Now we are learning from the CDC that more than that, by a factor of almost two, 5,400 people have now been diagnosed with cancer, and that's due to acknowledged exposure to the things that were basically vaporized into the air people were breathing and exposed to on their skin in other ways since 9/11. That could have included the people who survived, the rescue workers, et cetera, suffering with cancer now.
Yeah, we had those. It was well known that the Twin Towers, both of them that were blown up and fell down on 9/11, they had asbestos, and so you know you have a lot of asbestos in the air that we know is related to mesothelioma and a lot of other cancers from a lot of the toxicities that people were breathing. I mean, they were breathing in them for days, and they knew they were going to get sick. I mean, there's no doubt. There's all of the quote health agencies knew that people were going to get sick and die and get cancer from this stuff, but they didn't tell them. They just, you know, kind of like Tuskegee, they didn't tell the sharecroppers that they had syphilis, and they just wanted to see what happened.
Yes.
It's kind of the same thing here. The CDC is, they tell us, they're like that. I don't know if you've ever seen the commercial on TV, but it's like, you know, we're a security monitoring service. And they go, you have a break-in, ma'am. And she goes, what are you going to do? Well, we're not going to do anything. We're just a monitoring service. That's kind of the CDC, right? They're like the disease monitor. They have no alternative, or they have no options to cure or treat. They just tell us there's 5,400 people that have gotten sick with cancer.
Right. And many of them have multiple cancers. You know, one person has more than one type of cancer. And yet, are they promoting any form of detoxification or any strategies to clean these people out?
Right. They're not. And that's why, you know, kind of took the horse before the cart, or the cart before the horse there, because they're not offering any solutions. That's why they're kind of like a monitoring service. They don't give you any hope. I mean, they're not giving people anything. They don't have any solutions. Chemo, radiation are not solutions. Every oncologist knows that it's not working. And we need to move into this new paradigm where we're treating the body and not the disease. And the way that we treat the bodies, we give it the immune system what it needs. We eat proper nutrition. And the body's a miraculous thing when given the proper fuel.
But when we ask the CDC about what they're promoting, they say, well, we're encouraging all victims of 9/11 to get their flu shots every year.
Yeah. Have 25 times the amount of mercury in one shot that the EPA allows.
I'm telling you, this is why I call them the Centers for Disease Promotion or Creation and Promotion instead of control and prevention. And this is a tragic story, you know, because many of these people are heroes that went in to risk their own lives. Many of them lost their lives, but those who have survived, how are they being cared for under Obamacare? Same scenario. Obamacare is failing. We've talked about it last hour, the fact that the insurance companies can't provide the service because they're going bankrupt doing it. And yet the substances that they're promoting via Obamacare, not much better than what it was before Obamacare, because it's still promoting things within the medical monopoly, which are additional poisons on top of poisons that already brought these people into cancerous states.
Yeah. And speaking of Obamacare, I just saw a local news show here in Nashville within the last couple of days, how, you know, all of these, apparently the rates are going to go up again. I don't know because we're not insured, but the rates are apparently going to go up again. And it's, you know, the guy came on and he's the foreman or something down here of a workers union or something. And he's like, you know, we can't afford this. We were told that the premiums are going to be cheaper. We're going to be able to afford it. It's the Affordable Care Act. And now they just steadily have gone up and up and up, and now we can't even afford the premiums. This is exactly the opposite of what we were told. And, you know, the working people are really frustrated because they were just sold a bill of goods with Obamacare. Just everything that was told, you just look at the opposite of that, and that's about what we were given.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And this is, you know, folks, when we talk about this, it isn't because we dislike Obama, because we don't know him personally. We were pretty much not fans of the policies he promotes. Okay, we acknowledge that, but we weren't fans with a lot of things Bush did prior to that.
Nope.
But the solutions that are offered by, and it almost doesn't matter who replaces him. I do have high hopes if Trump gets in because he genuinely seems to be an outsider, but even he has not spoken very specifically in detail about health care in the way we would like to see it, where freedom comes back into the mix. I think that he would have more of an inclination to go there because he doesn't seem to be bought out by these global pharmaceutical interests. But seriously, if you think that the government, even if Trump were to become president, is going to somehow miraculously save you, there are no political saviors. That's where you're, you know, you look for somebody to save you in politics. You're looking to the wrong place. We need government out of our lives so we can get back to healing ourselves, healing each other, helping each other in the community, genuine charity returning to this country, which is a very generous country when left alone to allow and allowed to do and be generous.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. And, you know, the only problem is if you come in and if someone like a Trump were to get in and you rock the boat too hard, you know, people have been known to get JFK'd. So that's the problem with somebody that comes in and rocks the boat that much.
There is a, you're right. That is a concern that you, we do have with that. And, you know, one of the reasons that Ron Paul did not make it in, who knows if, you know, as he dropped out, he says, what did they say to him or anybody who would genuinely make these massive changes? But we also
here's something that is, since we're all on politics, you know, I think we talked about this before, but did you remember when Bernie gave that endorsement, quote, endorsement to Hillary at the DNC? And I mean, it looked like he had been, they got to him. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like he endorsed her out of sheer necessity that he was afraid something was going to happen to him or his family. That was kind of the way that I perceived it. So, you know, it's interesting, you know, you cross them and you better watch out. And it ain't Santa Claus that's coming to town.
And that is why, the liberal left does not like the whistleblower anymore. Any more than they like William Thompson and the CDC revealing that vaccines cause autism, or Julian Assange, and what he's revealing about the DNC and what's gone on there. Now, this is an era, perhaps, we're seeing evidence of a light shining through a lot of these illusions and having people to confront these harsh realities. Here's another harsh reality. And TMB, get a load of this one. You know how we've talked about cholesterol and statin drugs and the entire scam? There's an article that was just published, and you can find it on the NCBI, NIH.gov site. And the headline reads, statins, this is statin drugs like Crestor and things, statins stimulate atherosclerosis and heart failure, and they explain the pharmacological mechanisms. So the entire world of statins being turned upside down, we've already destroyed the whole cholesterol mythology anyway, but now this is going, wait a second, you all think that cholesterol reduction with statins results in reduced heart disease? We're showing you that statins may be the cause of increased coronary artery calcification and increased heart attacks and heart failure.
Wow. That's amazing. That's really amazing. Because if I remember right, I think Irv was telling me, Dr. Sarney was telling me that there was a physician down there in South Texas Hospital that he works at that was kind of, he kind of mocked Irv because Irv eats healthy. He does green smoothies. He exercises. And the guy was an overweight physician that said, you know, I'll just take statins to lower my, you know, blood pressure and if I have, I won't ever have any heart issues. And I, if I remember correctly, I think Irv told me that that guy had a heart attack.
I'm not surprised. And this study is great because it's acknowledging things we've been talking about for years since the patenting of statin drugs. They've known it depletes coenzyme Q10. And, of course, that attacks mitochondrial function and the energy that the heart needs to function. That's why heart failure increases on statin drugs. And they also go on to say statins inhibit the synthesis of vitamin K2.
Wow. Wow.
So that would protect arteries from calcification. It's like, holy moly, the entire world of statin drugs. I would not want to be a coronary artery doctor at this point.
Yeah, because everything they've told us is wrong. It's exactly the opposite. It's what we were saying earlier. It's just exactly the opposite. They tell you to take statins so that you won't have any kind of heart issues. So don't take them or you will have, and you take them and you die.
Yeah.
And
Michelle Obama tells us to eat lean, low fat. You should eat high fat. Good quality high fat. Also, they acknowledge the impairment of a selenoprotein biosynthesis. I mean, this is huge when you're talking about selenomethionine. We're talking liver function. We're talking protection and detoxification of all cells. I mean, this is evidentiary in talking about pure poison. Statin drugs reduce selenium in the body. They induce selenium deficiency in the body, and that will destroy the heart and potentially all cells. I mean, that anybody would prescribe a statin drug, they need to be removed from the medical food chain.
Yeah, and here's what strikes me on this article, Robert. I thought, okay, I'm looking at the date on PubMed here on the article. I'm thinking this had, you know, just came out a couple days ago. No, this article came out a year and a half ago. Where are the news stories covering this study? Where are the news stories on mainstream news that are saying statins have been found to, shown to cause heart failure? Where are the studies? I mean, where are the reporters that are doing real news that should be reporting this? Nobody's reporting this. You are. Thanks for doing that. But goodness, wouldn't you think this would have been mainstream a year and a half ago?
Right. And how many people? How many people do you know, or do you know, one step removed that are on a statin drug? I mean, there's probably nobody in this audience that doesn't know somebody that's been prescribed a cholesterol-lowering medication. That's how pervasive it is.
Yeah, that's why this is it's not to the same extent of, you know, children with autism, but this is kind of, it reminds me of what happened with the CDC in 2004 with the whistleblower story, right? They knew, they didn't tell people about the link between MMR and autism in black boys specifically. And, you know, how many hundreds of thousands of black boys have gotten autism because of that shot in the last 10 years? Because they didn't tell. Same with a study like this. Not to that level, but we should be hearing about this when studies come out that show that statins cause heart failure.
Absolutely. If your doctor prescribes a statin drug, you should fire him or her immediately and find a homeopath, an herbalist, a natural medicine doctor of some kind that realizes your liver is the key to health and healing and selenium is good for you while statins are bad. Hey, when we come back, validated again. What is Texas going to do after the election?
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and a light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it with Ty Bollinger each and every week, middle of the week, highlight of the week, TMB, RSB together again. Again, upcoming events listed in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. The big one, the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium, October 14th, 15th, 16th in Dallas, Texas at the Gaylord Texan. Sign up now. You're going to lose out if you don't. It's going to sell out soon. Homeoprophylaxis, the week before that, October 7th through 9th, the evidence-based choice. I'll be there. Ty Bollinger will be there briefly doing some videos as well. And yep, it's a great time to learn about options once you recognize how bad vaccines are. They don't work, and they're downright dangerous. And then after we're together in Dallas, TMB and RSB together, yep, again, going up to Gainesville, Georgia, the Hearthlight event, including, yeah, a fundraising charity basketball event. I was watching the Olympic basketball team today, and they started slow, but boy, oh boy, man, that's a level I can't even want. This is just not my lifetime for really being playing good basketball, but I'll do it for charity.
Me too, for sure. We'll do it for charity. Hey, so you saw the basketball. Who won? Did we play in the finals?
Well, I know when before the show started, it was halftime, and we were up by like 20 points over, okay, who are we playing? Argentina.
Was it the gold medal game?
No. It's still getting there. Still getting there. Okay. So
I haven't.
But the U.S. looked good at that point. So anyway, Olympics have been fun too. But hey, you know what? I sometimes make predictions here. Now I don't claim to be a prophet or anything like that. But I mean, I can watch what goes on. I observe things and I point out, you know, if this happens, then this is likely to happen. Like we learn from history. And I said, you know, the one good thing, because I had to find something good. What if Hillary Clinton becomes president? You know. Oh, the horror. Yes, I know. But what one good thing would happen? I said, you know what? The greatest thing that could happen is if Hillary becomes president, Texas will secede from the Union. And that will start a cascade of movement toward independence and liberty that hasn't happened since 1776.
Yeah.
And I thought that, you know, people say, yeah, that sounds real funny, Robert. That's a big joke you have. Ha, ha, ha. But the Houston Chronicle, I think it's called. Was that the Houston paper's name? The Chronicle
yeah,
or something?
Houston Chronicle, yes.
Okay. They did a poll. 3 out of 5 Texans who support Trump want secession if Hillary becomes president.
Oh, wow. That's a great statistic. Now, assuming that Hillary wins, which I pray it doesn't happen, but if she does, would you think that is a reality for Texas, or is this just a pie in the sky, Robert?
No, I think that it is a real strong movement, and Michael Badnarik is going to be running for president of the Republic of Texas, so I'm all for it. So, no, I think this is really a real thing. People are so fed up. And, look, let's face it, the states at one point are going to wake up and realize the debt that they've been made party to, much less the people of the states, is never going to be paid back, and they don't want to go down with the ship. And they're going to say, you know what, we've got enough of an independent streak, and we've got energy, we've got things we can do in Texas, we don't need you. And it's going to be an interesting day. If Hillary becomes president, you're going to see a massive movement in Texas, and in other areas will be itching to do the same. Whether they do or not, I don't know. But also, if Hillary becomes president, it'll be a constant weekend at Hillary's. They'll be propping her up with poles and strings, because who knows what drug she's on just to keep her going through the election season.
Yeah, no kidding, man. No, now, on the Texas thing, if that actually does happen, there'll be a lot of people moving to Texas to start with. And then secondly, with Hillary, I mean, look. Literally, it looks like something may be physically wrong with her. She has a hard time standing for a long period of time. I've seen some articles about that. She's always got a bar stool or something close to her so she can prop herself up on it. I really wonder if she's got some neurological issues that are very, very serious.
Well, we've talked about this the last few days, that she's been on Coumadin, which is basically diluted rat poison. And anything that poisons the blood, poisons the liver, it poisons the kidneys, it poisons the digestive system, it's going to impact nervous function. It's going to impact brain function. There's going to be muscular impact. And that's just one drug we know of. So, indeed, they're desperate. The globalists are desperate to prop her up enough to become president. And at that point, it doesn't matter who comes in, her vice president, Pence, whatever. They've got total control over it. So that's the game they're playing. They don't give a flip about her life. But then again, you know, the things she's done in her life are probably eating her alive.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about that last week, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Went through a little bit of the body count.
Yeah.
Those are all just coincidences, though, Robert.
Pretty incredible. But always looking for the silver lining, right?
Yeah.
You know, when we're digging in the stall and all we see is manure, 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 we know there's a pony in there somewhere.
There definitely is, man. There's definitely some ponies.
All right. Well, listen, we got to go, but great episode of Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Super Don, thanks for being with us as well. Back tomorrow with Jonathan Ebord and more. Tell them what they need to know, TMB.
They need to remember that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.